Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 192 for Friday, December 18th. I'm Phil Frantz-Warkentin. Today's Futures Canada canola market was stronger on Friday as gains in the Chicago soy complex and ongoing weakness in the Canadian dollar provided support. Canola was up by $3 to over $4, the most active March contract up $4.10 at $484.70 per ton. While the Canadian dollar was showing a modest attempt at correcting higher earlier today, it's still at its weakest levels in over 11 years relative to its U.S. counterpart, and that helps prop up the canola market. Exporters and domestic crushers were both showing solid demand, although they're also showing a reluctance to take values too much higher given the large supply situation in Western Canada. Canola was range-bound from a chart standpoint with resistance holding to the upside. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans are up, while corn and wheat both held closer to unchanged. Soybeans up 9 to 15 cents, the March contract up 15 at $8.92 per bushel. Speculative short covering heading into the end of the year accounted for some of the strength in beans. Weather concerns in Brazil and a lack of snap selling out of Argentina, despite yesterday's currency devaluation there, contributed to the rally in soybeans. Fresh export demand was also supportive, with the USDA reporting a sale of 220,000 tons of U.S. beans to unknown destinations this morning. Private forecasters Informa Economics released updated U.S. acreage estimates today, lowering their projection for next year's soybean crop to 84.5 million acres, down by about 800,000 acres from an earlier estimate. Corn, meanwhile, is up a penny to down a penny, the March contract up a quarter cent at $3.74 per bushel. Spillover buying interest from the gains in soybeans accounted for some strength in corn, with year-end positioning a feature. Informa also lowered its U.S. corn acreage estimate for next year, pegging the area at 88.9 million acres. That'd be down by about a million acres from an earlier guess, but still in line with the 2015 crop. Wheat, it was trading within a few cents of unchanged at the close, but the bias was higher in Chicago, with the March contract up 2 cents at $4.86 per bushel. The U.S. dollar was a bit weaker compared to some international currencies today. That bodes well for export demand. However, international buying interest for U.S. wheat remains lackluster at best, and most of the activity in the futures was tied to chart-based positioning rather than any fresh end-user demand. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday, December 18th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz-Warkentin.